Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. We're rocking and rolling. Day 3, Collaborate 13. Have you learned anything?
You know, Stone? I've learned a lot. There's a lot of new terms that I never knew, and I probably won't be able to spell.
Acronyms, I learned, is an important component here at Collaborate 13.
Absolutely. Lots of acronyms. But seriously, there are a lot of IQ points roaming these halls, and I'm sure this is no exception. This is going to be a great segment. We have with us a principal with Data Communication Solutions. Please welcome to the show, Darcy Running. How you doing, man?
It's good.
We are delighted to have you. We've been looking forward to this conversation and several questions that we'd like to dive into. But what do you guys do?
We focus on helping eBusiness Suite and Enterprise One users connect to their customers and to their vendors. There's a lot of details that have to be done for the supply chain, and that's what we do. We're the plumbers.
Connectivity, that's an important thing in your business, right? Making sure everybody's talking to each other, right?
That's right. If you have a customer like Walmart or General Motors and things aren't flowing through, it's pretty visible and everyone knows about it right away. It's got to be right.
Right, you can't bury that. They know there's a problem right away.
The only thing that gets buried is your career.
So now, you guys focus on the B2B space, is that correct?
That's right. We focus only on the B2B space, and we work with other professional service firms that support eBusiness Suite and Enterprise One people. And we come in when they're moving to electronic data interchange called EDI, or if their electronic data interchange isn't working properly and needs to be improved. It works. It's reliable, it's economical, and it is secure. So if you have any exchange with any customers or suppliers, you might as well automate it. If you automate it, then your people can look at the problems instead of step by step.
Now, can you kind of walk us through what an engagement looks like? How does DCS help companies connect?
Sure. Let's say a company is moving to Enterprise One. Chances are they've been in business for a number of years and they do EDI already. Their supply chain has to be converted over to Enterprise One, and that's what we'll do. For example, if they were selling spark plugs to General Motors, they might also be selling spark plugs to Walmart. So there's various chains that have to be linked together. A lot of the pieces are in common. A lot of them are different. That's all we do for a living, so we know not only Enterprise One, but we know what General Motors and Walmart wants.
So how do you help clients strike that balance between security and being economical? That must be an ongoing challenge, or at least one that you guys have really got dialed in and now you need to be able to transfer.
I guess there's really not a balance. They want both reliability and security.
That's the balance.
They want both and they want it yesterday,
that's
right?
That's right. This is America. We don't care about your problems. Here's how we want it to happen. And the way it works is that the components of the supply chain are pretty solid. It's the linking, putting them together to make sure that it works properly.
Now, do you think that your strength, because you work in this space kind of exclusively, that you already know best practices from a lot of different places that you can bring together and more quickly come up with a solution that benefits everybody?
You nailed it. That's exactly right. Years of experience probably means too many scars, but it does mean that it'll go through quicker. Let me give you an example. A company that sells plants and flowers to Lowe's or Home Depot. You know, Saturday you're probably going to the lawn and garden department and you'll need to get maybe a tomato plant. So how does that company get the tomato plant to Lowe's? How do they get paid for it? All of those other processes. One of the problems they're running into is they want pay from scan. In other words, they won't get paid for the tomato plant until it goes through the cash register. Well, you sure would want to know about everyone that was sold so that you can get your money.
Right.
So electronic data interchange, EDI for orders and invoices has been going on for many years, but there's new technology and new demands, such as pay from scan for the mass merchants.
Now, are there some departments that use this kind of B2B stuff more than others?
Sure. Every department that talks to somebody outside the company needs EDI. More popular one is customer service, where they get orders in. And then, of course, after the goods are shipped, you'd think that payables and receivables need connections.
So what are you doing with your time here at the conference at Collaborate 13? Are you going to education sessions, visiting with people in booths, or how are you investing your time and energy?
I talked to a lot of people that stopped by the booth. I'm trying to pick up new jokes and things like that. My old jokes are out of date.
Well, speaking about new and old, how does the technology work together?
What we see these days with eBusiness Suite and Enterprise One is really a lot more solid gateways that can be meshed with the EDI systems to connect all of the customer's different demands. Customers are customers. They can do damn well what they please, and you have to accommodate them. So you have to not only accommodate all the little variances, but do it promptly. And then for the transmission side, security is so important. Everyone reads in the press about things getting hacked, and why should it be your fault that it was hacked? So what we recommend is the level of security needed for patient medical records or connecting to the Department of Defense. It's not that expensive, and it sure can save a lot if something did perchance go wrong.
So let's give a little counsel, if we could, to potential clients. What is some advice we could give them to be properly prepared for these initial conversations that they would have with people like you and others on the team so that they get the best information as early as possible and really make the best decisions and make or save the most money? What can they do on their end to lay the groundwork?
I think you're an expert, and early as possible is the important thing. Too often someone in marketing or sales learns of a request, which is really a demand from a big customer, and they don't send it to you. Or they send it to you and it gets ignored. Or somebody looks at it and says, this is complicated, we'll do it tomorrow. And by then it's too late, and they're in crisis mode. And of course, we're glad to help, and we can certainly do that. Planning, whether it's electronic data interchange or the next thing, is the important thing. And to take a look at what's going on with your customers, ask the people in sales and marketing how we can boost service, or for the vendors to improve the material flow. That's where it should happen. But too often it doesn't, and then we can catch it.
Does it ever happen where marketing, you know, they're working with somebody and they're trying to sell something in, and they kind of just kind of dismiss this supply chain challenges, and then all of a sudden it becomes the IT person's problem to solve this on the fly? And I guess that's where you come in sometimes?
Yeah. Marketing people don't realize how complex IT is. And
right. They just say yes because they want the sale.
Right. I sold this now. Dorsey, go make it
so.
Right.
You fix this now.
And to be fair, a lot of the IT people don't realize how complex marketing is because they have things like negotiating for prices and stuff like that. And so for both parties, it's good to have a cup of coffee once a month and sit down and say, what things do we have to take a look at? Too often it doesn't happen, but it's a good policy always to maintain relations with the other departments.
So is there a consistent struggle, and maybe struggle is too strong a word, but a consistent struggle between standardization and customization, you know, like everything from XML tags and schemas? Speak to that a little bit.
Sure. There is always a struggle between what's most important for our company and what's most important for the other company, because people have conflicting goals and prices and profit targets. We try to keep it as standard as possible, and a lot of times it still becomes you do what you're told. If Walmart wants it this way and Target wants it that way, we have to accommodate them. We do find, because we have a lot of years' experience, where those common points are and the most economical way to do it. So we try to get standardization, but we can't promise it.
Now, how can cost be lowered without cutting the reliability? Is there any tips there?
Cost can be lowered by having somebody that knows what they're doing.
So that's it? Just call you guys? That's a way to...
That's the trick.
That's the trick.
you need Dorsey's coordinates, and then you got it whipped.
Sure. Now, do you spend more time putting in new systems, or do you spend more time fixing old systems?
We spend more time making sure that customers can be added quickly and reliably, or vendors with existing systems. I mean, not every day does a company move to Enterprise One or eBusiness Suite. And so we can help them as the various questions or concerns come from marketing and material management and things like that. So most of the time, it's an ongoing service and support. We do want to make sure that companies are self-reliant.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more and engage in a meaningful conversation with you, is there a website?
Sure. DCSEDI.
DCSEDI.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dorsey, thank you so much for being part of this show. It's been a pleasure meeting you and learning more about your company.
I had fun. Thank you guys very much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.